We will reconvene the House Budget Reconciliation Committee. We will open public hearings on, I believe, it is House Bill 4059. Anyone in attendance?
Mr. Chair, you first have to introduce...
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. We will unopen the public hearings on House Bill 4059. We will gavel in a work session on introducing LC, is it 25?
It is LC 25.
We are sharing.
We are sharing.
Staff, would you like to give us a report?
Yeah, sure.
As Mr. Chair, LC 25 is the measure that on introduction would set the procedure for the statewide special election for HGR 80. It also sets out what the process will be for creating the ballot titles, financial estimate, and explanatory statements. It does require a voter's pamphlet. It has a blank appropriation of general fund for the Secretary of State to submit the measures that may be referred from this third special session to a special election on September 17th of 2002.
Would we like to hear from Ted? Anything you want to add to that?
We just want to introduce this.
It's an introduction.
Come up, make yourself...
Time, can save time later.
Yeah, come up, make yourself comfortable. Any discussion on the introduction?
I do have a question, as long as he's here, and we save time later. Ted, if the governor vetoes this, what happens?
Mr. Chair, for the record, Ted Reitlinger, Legislative Counsel's Office. That's a good question. I think the answer probably is that there is no special election, statewide election in September.
Even though HGR 80 says September 17th?
Even though it's referred to that election, there is no statewide special election in September of this year. The only statewide elections are the general and the primary. That's an unresolved legal question that we've never had to address.
Well, we've encountered some of those.
So I think since there is no statutorily called statewide election in September, you need this bill to A, call the election, and B, appropriate the money for the Secretary of State to do that, to have the election.
Okay. There's no reference to the counties in this thing, the county money. Is that okay?
That's 1.7 out of $109 million.
You refer to the three.
Could be amended. Would be sent
up. Any further discussion? Any objections to introducing LC 25? Seeing none, it's ordered.
Can we immediately go?
That's what I was asking for.
First reading?
Okay. Okay, we will stand at ease for a moment. You need that. The Budget Reconciliation Committee, and we will open a public hearing on HB 5091. Anyone in attendance wishing to testify? Seeing none?
Dare you.
Thank you. We will close the public hearing on House Bill 5091 and open a work session on House Bill 5091.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, buddy.
Are you ready to go? Right. It's really useless because there's a...
Yeah.
In the group. So we have time for...
Let's vote. Actually, Ben, let's just vote.
You want to wait for a while?
It'll be on the floor. It'll be up there. We're working on it right now. There's three things. I can sign
in the vote.
You can write in the...
Okay. There you go.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, before you have the dash two amendments to House Bill 5091, this is the bill that makes the adjustments necessary to complete the budget rebalance plan. We have four hand-engrossed amendments that we would like to go over with you. These are the results of the action you just took on House Bill 4051, the dash nine amendments, which caused a $2.1 million reduction to the cigarette tax that was anticipated to go to the health plan. So because of that, we have to make several changes to this bill. page 13, line 29.
Hold on. Yes, sir.
General medical assistance programs, general fund, that number should be changed to a negative $200,080,503, $200,080,503.
Okay.
On page 14.
Yes, sir.
Line 6, federal funds. That number needs to be changed to a negative $167,943,064, or 167,943,064. On page 28, line 31, that number needs to be changed to 115 million.
Which page?
Page 28, line 31. That number should be 115,416,128 dollars. 115,416,128. And then on page 29. Two more changes. Line 4 needs to be changed to 113,282,749 dollars, and line 5 to 167,537,155 dollars. Those are all the amendments to this, conceptual amendments to this dash two amendments.
The chair would like to move the conceptual amendments as just described by staff into House Bill 5091. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly?
I move the dash twos then as just conceptually amended to House Bill 5091. I think that would be the next week, because you just moved the conceptual amendments.
I moved the conceptual amendments as
hand
engrossed.
So now I'm amending, now I'm moving the dash twos as conceptually amended into the bill.
Representative Shetterly has moved the dash twos as conceptually amended into House Bill 5091. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair.
House Bill 1591
is amended, including the conceptual amendments to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Well, I think there are a couple things we want to state into the record. The first, with regard to the higher ed portion of this budget, in particular the Oregon University System, it is the legislative intent to express that the OUS system can approve tuition increases above 3% to offset the selective and prorate cuts to this budget, and that OUS is within their liberty to determine if the increases are necessary. We are not necessarily recommending, we are not condemning. We ask the Oregon University System and each institution to look at their own specific needs during this time and make their own decisions with regard to any tuition increases. The second thing that we want to acknowledge in this budget is that as we go forward, and I will restate not only the OUS ability to determine tuition increases above 3%, but also as we go forward here tonight, it's obvious to everyone in the room that we are not going to do the PERS bill, so as we go forward, this will be out of balance, $15 million. We consider it a work in progress. We will not obviously be signing dying tonight. That would be somewhat premature, seeing as how the Senate hasn't seen any of this, and we look forward to working with our good colleagues on the other side of the building to bring resolution to this $15 million out of balance. However, if anybody asks me, I'm going to say we're in balance because we have a greater ending balance than $15 million. So
we are in balance.
The in that technicality, we are in balance.
We are in balance.
Representative Shetterly has made a motion to move House Bill 1591 as amended by the dash twos and the conceptual amendments in the dash twos to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection?
No.
In?
Yeah. No.
That's an objection.
Yeah.
Let the record show we have one objection.
This point in time is it's too late to discuss.
We appreciate your brief no. Seeing only one objection, House Bill 1591 as amended by the dash twos and conceptual amendments contained therein is moved to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. I believe we're almost done for the evening. We will recess the committee at the call of the chair.
Four?